Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 to 26, the restorer of life. Our text provides three demonstrations of Jesus' interaction with the faith of his followers. And the parallel passages of Luke chapter 8, verses 41 to 56, and Mark chapter 5, verses 21 to 38, are important to get all the information about the event. First, we see Jesus' response to faith. Look at verses 18 and 19. While he spoke these things to them, behold, a ruler came and worshipped him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." So Jesus arose and followed him, and so did the disciples. Jesus arose and followed him. A ruler came and worshipped, it says, the ruler of the synagogue. Mark's gospel gives his name, Jairus. He had amazing faith. He believed that Jesus could miraculously restore his daughter's life. What was Jesus' response to that faith? Well, he arose and followed the man, as did his disciples in the crowd. Scripture illustrates that Jesus is always ready to respond to our step of faith or obedience by meeting our need. Well, let me ask you, what need do you have? What do you need Jesus to do for you? And do you have the faith that he can and will do that? Second, we see Jesus' reward of faith, verses 20 to 22. And suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, "If only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well." But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, "Be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well." And the woman was made well from that hour. Your faith has made you well. The woman had a flow of blood for 12 years, and she spent all she had on physicians, but none could help her. Because of her physical problem, she was ceremonially unclean. Therefore, she was barred from the temple, and she was shunned by everyone, including probably her own family. She was an outcast to society with no fellowship, emotionally dying. What about her faith was it that gained a reward from Jesus? Well, she simply believed in Jesus' power to heal. If she could touch his garment, she believed she'd be healed. And what was Jesus' response? She was immediately healed. Verse 22, the second, first part of it. "Be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well." That woman who was an outcast for 12 years was now restored to fellowship. And she could also go to worship at the temple. Other examples of Jesus rewarding faith. The woman sinner who anointed him in Luke chapter 7, verse 50. Then he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." The leper of Luke 17, verse 19. And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." The blind man begging for mercy in Luke chapter 18, verse 42. Then Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." Jesus is the restorer of whole life. Do you need his reward? Do you need his healing touch? Do you have the faith to ask Him, believing that He will? And then third, we see Jesus' reality of faith. Verse 23. When Jesus came into the ruler's house, He saw the flute players and the noisy crowd wailing. He said to them, "Make room, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed Him. But when the crowd was put outside, He went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this went out into all the land. The girl is not dead, but sleeping. Jesus calling what was not as though it was. That's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Notice the scene at the ruler's house. The flute players and noisy crowd wailing. These were typical mourning elements in the culture of Jesus' day. 2 Chronicles chapter 35, verse 25. Jeremiah also lamented for Josiah. And to this day, all the singing men and the singing women speak of Josiah in their lamentations. They made it a custom in Israel. And indeed, they are written in the laments. Tradition demanded a poor person to hire two flute players and a woman to wail. What was the result? A whole lot of distracting noise. Jesus modeled faith. The girl's not dead, but sleeping. What was the response of the people to Jesus' words? They ridiculed Him. Why? They were ignorant of the Lord's authority. Death is irreversible. The crowd was put outside. Put out is a kind translation of the Greek. Ekbalo literally means to throw out or to exorcise. Why did Jesus throw them all out? Well, I believe that it was so there would be more faith on the inside than outside. Look at Luke chapter 8, verse 49 to down to about 53. While He was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house saying to Him, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher." But when Jesus heard it, He answered him saying, "Listen, do not be afraid. Only believe, and she will be made well." When He came into the house, He permitted no one to go in except Peter, James, and John, and the father and mother of the girl. Now all wept and mourned for her, but He said, "Do not weep. She is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed Him, knowing that she was dead. Only those who believed that Jesus would do it were allowed inside. It was His greatest miracle so far. And verse 26 records that the news spread like wildfire. Do you ask and act in faith? Open your spiritual eyes and obediently step out in faith. You have a great day.